I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News. U.S. Representative Bill Cassidy, a candidate for the Senate, spent Veterans Day in northeastern Louisiana meeting residents during his final push. He faces U.S. Senator Mary Landrieu in the December 6th runoff. His first stop was at the Veterans Day fish fry at Proven Grounds in West Monroe. He later toured Graphics Packaging and visited with veterans at the Vietnam Traveling Memorial Wall at Chennault Aviation and Military Museum. Cassidy is gathering support from the Republican base, receiving an endorsement from retired Air Force Colonel Rob Manis, who had 14% of the vote in the November 4th election. Cassidy took part in a unity rally Monday where Manis, Senator David Vitter, Governor Bobby Jindal, U.S. Representative Rand Paul of Kentucky, and others voiced their support for Cassidy's election. He spoke with supporters Tuesday about the direction of the country and the high stakes of this election. State Treasurer John Kennedy is concerned Louisiana is spending way more than it's bringing in, which could lead to another round of mid-year budget cuts. Louisiana Radio Network's Michelle Southern reports on the treasurer's comments about the state's ongoing financial issues.
Kennedy says the state general fund is running a historically high negative balance for just 4 months into the fiscal year, and a change must be made by Friday at the Revenue Estimating Conference.
Otherwise, we're going to have mid-year budget cuts and do further damage to higher education.
He says sooner or later, Louisiana needs to stop deficit spending.
Because if we continue to do what we're doing, the next governor and the next legislature is going to have to spend all four of their years just digging out of the hole instead of moving the state forward.
The general administration says they are working to make sure expenses don't exceed revenue, and we will have a balanced budget mid-year. Michelle Southern reporting.
According to new data released by the Centers for Disease Control, Baton Rouge has moved from number one to number two in new rankings of AIDS cases. The capital city dropped behind Atlanta after having the highest rate in the country, according to the CDC. Reverend A.J. Johnson, CEO and founder of the Baton Rouge AIDS Society, says this is not a significant drop.
I don't get excited when we drop from number one to number two, because that's like if you look at a race where somebody comes in first place and somebody comes in second place. I would love if we went from first place to last place.
The data, which is based on 2012 numbers, indicates there were 27.5 AIDS cases per 100,000 people. That's down from 29.4 the year prior. Johnson says there's a massive lack of education on the matter in the area, not enough people getting tested.
And we have so many people that still have never been tested for HIV. Not only are people refusing to get tested, they are refusing to talk about it.
The CDC says New Orleans was ranked fourth in the nation. Johnson says local HIV/AIDS organizations are working hard to continue to educate people about the disease and encouraging them to get tested. A former staff member at Louisiana State University Health Sciences Center has been sentenced to federal prison on a mail fraud charge. The former worker, Anthony Ruggiero of Shreveport, will spend 18 months in prison for mail fraud in connection with a bribery scheme involving a laboratory supply company owner. In addition to the time behind bars, Ruggiero was ordered by a U.S. district judge to pay his former employer $200,000, serve 3 years of supervised release after he's freed. Prosecutors say Ruggiero conspired with Sangre Biologicals owner Rita Myler to buy products from her company. Sangre Biologicals received more than $540,000 from LSU-HSC. Myler also was pleaded guilty in the incident. She'll be sentenced on January 26th. The KEDM weather forecast, mostly sunny skies, mild conditions today with a high in the low 50s.